The following is a Sunday feast lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 18th, 2007, in Timișoara, Romania.
I can guarantee you, if you just get the taste even once, you will not be satisfied with anything of this material world. You'll say, forget that stupid material world. I want Krishna and I only want Krishna, that's all. And Krishna has so kindly appeared in the form of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And those persons who are actually intelligent, they take advantage of this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they associate directly with God at every minute of their life. Such persons don't even care if they go back to Godhead or not, because they already feel that they are back to Godhead, even while this in this material world. Would you like to be such a person? All you have to do is dive very, very deeply into Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you will enter into that sweet transcendental world. The spiritual world is right here, right now. For those who know the secret of how to get through the door. All you need is the key. And you enter into the spiritual world. What is that key? You guessed it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Easy. Why do you think Krishna tells us to keep chanting 24 hours a day? If you study the Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, text number 14, Krishna gives us a hot tip. He's very kind to do that, you know. He gives us a really, really hot tip. How to live forever in the transcendental existence. Beginning right now, at this minute. Satatam kirtayanto mangyatantashta dridha vrita namashantashta mang bhakcha nitya yukta upasate. 9:14. Satatam kirtayanto mang yatantascha dridha vrata namashantascha mang bhakcha nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he's not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these, therefore a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not considered a Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, such as hearing and chanting about Vishnu, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or a human being. That is devotion. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering him. A Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, here in this world, we are facing so many difficulties.
In această lume, noi avem atât de multe dificultăți.
But the reality is, this is artificial.
La realitatea este că toate acestea sunt artificiale.
The living being is not meant to experience any difficulties.
Ființa vie este menită să nu experimenteze niciun fel de dificultate.
So, what is the difficulty?
Care este dificultatea atunci?
Why are we experiencing all these difficulties?
De ce experimentăm toate acestea atunci?
We're doing something wrong. Just like if you try to unlock the door and you have the proper key, but you're putting the key in upside down. You can try forever and you'll never get the door up. But if some kind soul comes and tells you, My dear friend, you have the key upside down. Simply have to turn it this way and then you can easily unlock the door. So, that friend of the living being, he is called the spiritual master. He shows the people how to actually live their life in such a way they can easily be happy and satisfied. It's not at all difficult to achieve unlimited happiness. You simply have to have the right understanding. You have to start off realizing that you're not your body. That's the first point. As long as you think that you're female or that you're male, you see, you're in trouble. Because you, the eternal living being, have misidentified yourself with a temporary lump of blood, stool, urine, vomit, and other wonderful, wonderful ingredients. How you could possibly be happy if you identified yourself as blood, stool, mucus, bile, and vomit?
Cum putem să fim fericiți dacă ne identificăm cu un sac în care sunt puse?
But yet that's what we do every day. We get up in the morning.
Aceasta facem în fiecare dimineață.
We go into the bathroom, we look in the mirror, how do I look today?
Și ne mergem la baie, ne uităm la oglindă și ne gândim cum arăt astăzi.
Is it? Every day we embrace the blood, bones, stool, vomit, etc. is our very self. So it's no wonder the psychiatrists have such a booming business nowadays. Nobody's happy. Even the psychiatrists are not happy. In spite of all their customers and all their money, they commit suicide like anything. So, if you want actual happiness, you need a good psychiatrist. You need a good psychiatrist who can really get you straightened out. See? So who is that good psychiatrist? That is God Himself. He is the supreme psychiatrist.
El este supremul psihiatru.
And those who are coming in his line, the spiritual masters, they are also good psychiatrists.
Cei care vin în linia lui, maestrii spirituali, ei de asemenea sunt foarte buni psihiatri.
They are trained in his line of psychiatry.
Ei sunt antrenați în linia lui de psihiatrie.
So it is a science, actual Vedic science.
Aceasta este știința vedică.
It is called Atma Tattva.
Este numită Atma Tattva.
The science of the self.
Această știință despre sine.
Sometimes people think that Hare Krishna movement is a brainwashed cult.
Unii oameni cred că această mișcare Hare Krishna este un cult pentru spălarea creierului.
But that's not a fact.
Dar aceasta nu este un fapt.
Our philosophy is very simple.
Filozofia noastră este foarte simplă.
And we simply say this.
Și pur și simplu spunem în acest fel.
Know who you are.
Trebuie să știi cine ești.
And be who you are.
Și să te comporți ca atare.
Would any gentleman object to knowing who he is?
Există un gentleman care obiectează la acest afirmație că trebuie să știm cine sunt.
And after he knows who he is, would he object to being who he is?
Și după ce știe cine este el, ar obiecta la faptul că trebuie să trăiască așa cum conform cu ceea ce este.
It seems so simple, doesn't it?
Pare atât de simplu.
Know who you are and be who you are.
Cine suntem și a ne comporta pe măsură.
So what's the problem in the world?
Care este atunci problema în lume?
The problem is everyone is suffering from amnesia.
Problema este că toată lumea suferă de amnezie.
Recently in Dallas, Texas, one wealthy man was walking in his upscale neighborhood.
Curând în Dallas, în Texas, un om foarte bogat umbla.
He decided to get a little exercise, so he walked out of his house and was walking around the neighborhood. And then something happened in his brain. He went into a state of amnesia. He totally forgot who he was. He forgot where his house was. Everything he forgot. And he wandered the streets of Dallas for weeks, many weeks, in complete illusion as to who he actually was. He somehow survived living on the streets. He even made up a name for himself. But then one day one of his friends drove by and said, "Joe, where have you been? We've been looking for you. Please get in the car, I'll drive you home." So this is a true story I read in the newspaper. So we are in a similar situation. We are actually the eternal servants of God. Each and every one of us has an identity in the pastimes of God. In His eternal kingdom. But somehow or other we got afflicted with a case of amnesia. And we invented so many identities for ourselves. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I am male.
Eu sunt bărbat.
I am female.
Eu sunt femeie.
I am human.
Eu sunt ființă umană.
I am dog.
Acum sunt câine.
Is it? I am ass.
Sau măgar.
Do you speak Russian here? Any Russian? No.
Vorbește cineva limba rusă?
Slobaka, you know.
Slobaka.
Yeah. I am dog. So in this way, we have taken so many false identities. Trying to figure out who am I. But you can never figure out who you are by mental speculation. Just like that man wandering the streets of Dallas. He could never figure out who he was by mental speculation. It's only when someone who actually knew who he was could tell him, this is who you are. And then in the association of someone who actually knew who he was, then he was able to remember, you see. So this is why everybody requires a spiritual master. The spiritual master knows who you are. He reminds you who you are. It engages you in activities which fully bring you back to your understanding and realization of who you actually are. If you study the Vedic wisdom of India, you will see this is a common theme which runs through, it's a thread that runs through all the Vedic wisdom. Your first business in the human form of life is to seek a bona fide spiritual master. Adau Gurashvayam. First principle is take shelter of a guru. Tadviganartam sagurume vabhikshat. Stated Mundaka Upanishad. In Sanskrit language, the verbs have different endings. There are different verbal endings which change the meaning of the verb. Just like gacchati means he goes. Gacchanti means they go. But gacchat means must go. You studied Sanskrit?
Yes.
So the vidhi lin form of the Sanskrit verb means compulsory. So in this shloka, it is stated, tadviganartam sagurum eva vikatchat. It means you must go. There's no option. You have no choice in the matter, you see. If you want to realize, if you want actual vijnan, if you want to realize the absolute truth, tadviganartam sagurum eva vikatchat, then you must go to guru. That is the injunction of the Mundaka Upanishad. And it is stated everywhere throughout the Vedic literature. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Everywhere throughout the Vedic literature it says you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Because he has the vision as to who you actually are. He knows that you are the eternal servant of Krishna. And you are simply suffering from amnesia in this cycle of birth and death. So he dedicates himself to waking you up from your sleeping condition. So you can be happy once again. Originally you were happy in the kingdom of God, serving the Lord. But because the Lord is fully independent, and because the living entities are qualitatively one with the Lord, being his separated parts and parcels, they also possess to a minute degree that quality of independence. And the Lord likes it that way also. I mean, how would you like it if all your friends were robots? Would you enjoy spending the evening with a bunch of robots? No. There's no pleasure in associating with a robot. But if we associate with people, you have free will, then there is some interesting things going on. So Krishna endows his separated living beings, his expanded living entities, with free will. To love him or to leave him. And that makes life interesting for Krishna. Well, I have to love them so they don't leave me. And let's see if I can love them sufficiently so they don't leave me. Of course, practically speaking, no one ever leaves. Who would want to leave the kingdom of God? But because free will is there, there has to be a possibility of it being misused, isn't
it?
There's no possibility of it being misused, there is no free will. So the possibility of misuse must necessarily exist. And if there is possibility of misuse, this means there has to be some degree of probability of misuse, even though it may be infinitesimal. And if you apply even an infinitesimal percentage of probability of misuse against the infinite number of living entities in the spiritual world, what kind of number do our mathematicians here today come out with? What is an infinitesimal percentage of infinity? It's infinity, isn't it? Even the most infinitesimal percentage of infinity is also infinity. Therefore, we see an infinite number of living entities in this material world. So, Krishna is seeing that we're here, we're his children. He notices that we ran away from home. So he's thinking, well, how I can induce them to come back? Therefore, we read in the Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharma shaglanir bhavati bharatam abhyutanam madharma shatadatmanam shajamyaham. Krishna says, whenever and wherever there is a predominant rise of irreligion, and when there is a decline in religious practice and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. So Krishna comes here personally.
Krishna vine aici, personal.
He wants to take you out of this place.
El vrea să mă ia din acest loc.
He wants to rescue you from this world.
El vrea să ne salveze din această lume.
And sometimes when he is not personally here, he sends his representative, the spiritual master. The spiritual master's mission is the same mission as Krishna. Just as Krishna wants to take you out of here and take you back to the spiritual world, the spiritual master also wants to grab you and take you out of this world back to get you back to Krishna. So, whether we associate directly with Krishna,
dacă ne asociem direct cu Krishna,
or we associate with a bona fide spiritual master,
ne asociem cu maestru spiritual autentic,
the result is the same. If we take advantage of their association, if we hear the words of Guru and the words of Krishna very sincerely, what is the result of that hearing? If we have unflinching faith in the words of the spiritual master and the words of Krishna, what will be the result of that unflinching faith? This is stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, chapter number 6, text number 23. Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasya ite katita yarta prakashyanti mahatmanaha. Unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of the spiritual master and in the words of Lord Sri Krishna, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically manifest in their hearts. If you can put your complete faith in the words of the spiritual master and Krishna, then all the Vedic wisdom becomes realized by you. And what is the result of that realization? Jnanena tutara jnanam yesham nashitanatmanaha antesham madhitsham vajjanam prakashayati tatparam. That is the result. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 16. When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything. Just as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So, if we take advantage of the mercy of Guru and Krishna, then we become enlightened. There's no more confusion in our lives. There's no more darkness. There's no more bewilderment. There's no more uncertainty. There's no more fear. There's no more lethargy. You see? So there is no greater blessing than one who takes shelter of Guru and Krishna. There is no more fortunate soul than the one who takes shelter of Guru and Krishna. In this world, who do they think is fortunate? That person who wins the lottery, right? But there are so many stories of people who won the lottery and became absolutely miserable after them. They can't trust their friends and family members anymore because everybody's after their money. They actually become miserable, people who win the lottery. They think now they're going to be happy, but actually it's the beginning of the most miserable, hellish life. So if you want actual good fortune, take advantage of the association of a bona fide spiritual master. If you do that, you will achieve the greatest good fortune. So how do you do that?
Cum faceți aceasta?
How do you capitalize on Guru Sangha?
Cum ne putem obține beneficii din Guru Sangha?
The association of Guru.
Asocierea cu maestrul spiritual Guru.
See, we don't have to be in the dark. Krishna answers everything in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna, nu trebuie să rămânem în întuneric. Krishna răspunde la totul în Bhagavad Gita.
This question he has answered in chapter 4.
Această întrebare el răspund la această întrebare.
What is that verse number? Verse number 34. Yeah. Tadvedi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatpadarshinah. Which means, just try to learn the truth. By approaching the spiritual master.
Prin apropierea de un maestru spiritual.
Inquire from him submissively.
Întreabă-l pe el cu supunere.
Render service unto him.
Servește-l pe el.
The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Sufletele realizate de sine îți pot da cunoașterea pentru că ei au văzut adevărul.
There are some interesting points to be noted in regards to this verse.
Există câteva puncte interesante de ținut minte în legătură cu acest vers.
In fact, this verse gives the clue of the distinction between jnana and vijnana.
Acest vers o indicație despre diferența dintre jnana și vijnana.
If you simply hear from the spiritual master and get the theoretical knowledge,
dacă o persoană pur și simplu aude de la maestru spiritual și obține cunoașterea teoretică,
then your realization is imperfect.
Atunci realizarea sa este imperfectă.
That's why Krishna says you should render service to the spiritual master. This is called reciprocation of love. The spiritual master is giving us his loving kindness when he gives us transcendental knowledge. So if we simply take that knowledge but we don't give anything in return, then we are being greedy, selfish. In the name of spiritual life, we're holding on to our material disease, you see.
În numele vieții spirituale, ne perpetuăm boala noastră materială.
So, the way out of this quagmire is very simple.
Ieșirea din această poziție este foarte simplă.
When we hear from the spiritual master, we should reciprocate his love by rendering him service.
Dacă, când după ce auzim de la maestru spiritual, trebuie să avem răspundem iubirii sale slujindu-i.
This reciprocation of the love then elevates the sadhaka from the platform of jnana to the platform of vijnana.
Această activitate a unui sadhaka, a unui practicant, elevează cunoașterea sa de la nivelul de jnana la nivelul de vijnana.
Where he actually realizes the truth.
Unde el realizează cu adevărat adevărul.
Without serving the spiritual master, you may pick up a few interesting concepts, but you never realize anything.
Fără a servi maestrului spiritual, putem să învățăm câteva concepte interesante, dar cu adevărat nu vom înțelege nimic.
But if you serve him with love, then you actually realize the truth.
Dar dacă îi servim cu slujim, dacă îi slujim sau servim cu iubire, atunci cu adevărat vom realiza adevărul.
So this is the secret of how to become fully happy in Krishna consciousness.
Acesta este secretul despre cum să devenim pe deplin fericiți în conștiința de Krishna.
As Narottam Das Thakur sings.
Așa cum cântă și Narottam Das Thakur.
Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava pade majai aman. He says you must ecstatically chant this Hare Krishna mantra. You must worship the holy abode of God. And you should always meditate on the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And the Vaishnavas. So in this way, we connect with the holy name.
facem o relație cu numele Sfânt.
The holy blood of the Lord.
Cu lăcașul sfânt al Domnului.
With the spiritual master.
Cu maestrul spiritual.
And the Vaishnavas.
Și cu Vaishnavas.
Then we will quickly advance on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead.
Atunci vom avansa foarte repede pe calea înapoi acasă spre divinitate.
We become completely free from all of the difficulties of material existence.
Vom deveni complet eliberați de toate dificultățile existenței materiale.
Our lives will become inconceivably sublime.
Viețile noastre vor deveni inconceptibil de sublime.
So, I invite each and every one of you in this room here today.
Vă invit pe toți cei în camera aceasta astăzi.
Kindly, fully give yourselves to Krishna.
Dedicați-vă, vă rugăm, lui Krishna.
Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Luați adăpost la un maestru spiritual autentic.
Learn the science of Krishna Bhakti.
Învățați această știință a Krishna Bhakti.
Make your lives perfect.
Faceți-vă viețile perfecte.
You'll be glad you did.
Veți fi fericiți că ați făcut aceasta.
So, thank you very much. I can ask if there's any questions.
Vă mulțumesc foarte mult. Dacă există întrebări.
Everyone has realized everything now, they're perfect in spiritual realization. You don't need to ask questions because you've already achieved spiritual perfection, right? All the anarthas have been purified out of your heart. All the stumbling blocks are removed. You're completely full of bliss and knowledge 24 hours a day, right? Therefore, no one has any questions.
Maybe they like to answer the question.
Maybe they would like to answer questions instead of asking them. Everyone is a big authority here. So no one has any questions. Yes?
What does it mean to meditate on the lotus feet of the spiritual master?
What does it mean to meditate on the lotus feet of the spiritual master?
Yes, to meditate on the lotus feet of the spiritual master has, well, on one level it means you look at his feet and you take that image of his feet deep into your heart. That's one thing. You actually look at his feet. And you can get a picture of his feet also and put it on your wall. So in this way you can always meditate on his feet. But it has a double meaning also. Just like Srila Prabhupada explains, the Srimad Bhagavatam, first and second cantos, are the two lotus feet of Krishna. So in other words, whatever instructions the spiritual master gives you, those are also, those are not different from his feet. So if you'll meditate on whatever instructions the Guru has given you, then that's also considering meditating on his lotus feet. Actually, it is one of the nine items of bhakti, pada sevanam. So, to be at the feet of the spiritual master means you're submitting yourself to him. To meditate at his feet means you're placing yourself as his eternal humble servant.
A medita la picioarele lui înseamnă că ne declarăm poziția de servitor mil etern.
So you should always approach the spiritual master through his feet.
Întotdeauna trebuie să ne apropiem de maestrul spiritual prin.
In the mood of a completely humble servant, this is how you should approach him.
Ca și un servitor umil, în acest fel trebuie să ne apropiem.
So that is another meaning, to always be very humble in the way you approach the spiritual master.
Și o altă semnificație ar fi că întotdeauna trebuie să fim umili în felul în care ne apropiem de maestrul spiritual.
Never think that you're on equal level.
Niciodată să nu credem că ne aflăm pe un nivel egal.
That you can be buddy-buddy with the guru.
Putem fi prieteni cu un guru.
Arjun made that mistake, you see.
Arjun a făcut această greșeală.
Of course, it was his rasa. He was entitled to be Krishna's friend.
Bineînțeles, aceasta era rasa sa. Era, el putea să fie prietenul lui Krishna.
But when he faced a difficulty in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, being Krishna's friend didn't help him. It's only when he placed himself as the humble servant of Krishna at the feet that his anxiety went away. Karpanya Dosho, chapter 2, text number 7. Karpanya Dosho Pahata Svabhava Prichchami Tvang Dharma Samuddhacheta Yat Shreyansya Nischitang Bruhitan Me Shashashtehang Sharimang Tvang Prabhanam. Krishna is being told here by Arjuna that now, let's see, what is it? Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. That means at the lotus feet, you see.
Traducerea textului acesta 7 din capitolul 2, Arjuna spune, eu sunt acum confuzionat în ceea ce privește datoria mea și mi-am pierdut tot stăpânirea de sine datorită acestei slăbiciuni mizerabile. În această condiție, eu îți cer ție să-mi spui ce este cel mai bine pentru mine. Acum eu sunt discipolul tău și un suflet predat ție. Te rog, instruiește-mă.
So in this way, if you understand what is the meaning of lotus feet, then you become very strong in Krishna consciousness.
Dacă înțelegem în acest fel ce înseamnă picioarele de lotus, atunci vom deveni foarte puternici.
Very, very solid. Bhaktan.
Foarte solid. Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah. After living in this world, which is of desires and everything, how can we take aloof of ourselves from it?
He says that in this material world, where everything is full of material desires, so how can we live in aloof from this?
Yes. There are different types of yoga practice. For the Ashtanga yogi, there is only one way to become aloof. He must go to the Himalayas. He has to forget about his wife, his children, his parents, his job, everything, even his nail clippers, everything he has to forget about.
For
the Ashtanga yogi. So how many people can do that? We're so attached to our material surroundings now. It's very difficult for even one person to go to the Himalayas like that. But the path of bhakti yoga is very practical path. Like Arjuna is bhakti yogi.
Arjuna
wanted to be aloof. He wanted to give up his professional duty as kshatriya, you see. He said, okay, I quit. Just like if a computer programmer, what is your job? What is your occupation?
Medicine. studying in medicine.
Studying medicine?
Yeah.
Just imagine that once you're a qualified doctor, and you one day you go to the hospital and you say, I quit. You throw down your stethoscope and you say, I quit. You throw your ID badge on the floor, you say, I quit. Now you're not going to do this anymore, you see.
Așa cum voi, de exemplu, într-o bună zi poate deveniți doctor și
That's what Arjuna did. He said he took his bow and arrow down. He said, "That's it. I'm not going to do this." Was Krishna happy with him for doing that? No. Krishna did not like that. Is called artificial aloofness. The actual key is you remain in your occupational duty. Do not become artificially aloof from your duty. So then how do you purify yourself of the attachment? If you're still associating with it. Krishna answers that question in chapter 9, text number 27. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjohosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi konteya takkadushpa madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, konteya, as an offering unto me. So the bhakta, he sees this entire world as the energy of Krishna. So instead of walking away from this world, he engages this world in the service of Krishna. Just imagine somebody lost their wallet and it was full of credit cards and it was sitting on the side of the road. There are three different men who come by and find that wallet. One man, he thinks, oh, this is very good. I can take these credit cards and I can go on a spending spree. He is called Karmi, materialist. He wants to try to enjoy his senses in this world to the maximum degree. And then there's the other man, he is called Gyani. He says, oh, this is not my property. Neti, neti, neti. He doesn't touch it, he just leaves it sitting there. So he is better than the man who is trying to enjoy. But is he doing the best service for the man who lost the wallet? No, he's not doing the best service. The third man who comes, he is the bhakta, the devotee. He sees, oh, this wallet belongs to Mr. Such and Such. Let me return it to the owner, you see. You see, the Gyani, he is aloof. He does not touch. But his aloofness is not as good as the aloofness of the man who takes it without attachment and returns it to the owner. He is the perfect renunciate. The Gyani is incomplete, imperfect in his renunciation. So, the perfection of aloofness is you take this world, you take your talents, you take everything you have, and you utilize all of it in the service of Krishna. Your education, your profession, your house, your car, your money, your family, your talents, your intelligence, your senses, absolutely everything that you have control over, use all of it in the service of Krishna. And then you become perfect in renunciation. Just like our temple president here, Murari Krishna Prabhu. He is a very highly respected professor in the university. He uses that position to preach Krishna consciousness. How many of you in this room were made devotees by Murari Krishna? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You see, this is the perfection of renunciation. He has remained in his position as a college professor, and he has made 15, there's probably more, there's just the ones who are in this room right now. 15 people he has made into devotees. Full on Krishna Bhaktas in the country of Romania. So you have to follow that example of Murari Krishna. You're another Murari, so now you have to be like them. You have to engage all of your talents and your assets in the service of Krishna. And then you'll become unlimitedly happy. And you can make the whole world happy. It's like our Murari Krishna is making so many people happy, you can also do. You see, India has made this mistake. A modern day Hindu idea is that if you leave India, then your Hindu culture is ruined. Of course, now everyone's leaving India for technology, you know, for job and all that. But formerly it was thought that anyone who leaves India, one leaves Bharat, then they become spoiled, let to become lecha. But our spiritual master is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. He left India for the purpose of spreading this Vedic culture all over the world. So now if you can take advantage of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he gave his wonderful books. Are you reading his books?
Yeah.
He is the greatest Indian, actually. He is the greatest ambassador of Mother India. Because he is spreading this Krishna Bhakti to every town and village all over the world. So kindly follow in his footsteps and you will achieve the perfection of aloofness. Any other questions? Yes. For those of you who don't have our cards yet, let's see, where are they? They didn't make it. They didn't come. They're on the bed. So, any other questions? I gave you the key already. And here's every question, okay?
How do we control our mind?
How do we control the mind?
Yes.
Yeah. The mind, if engaged in Krishna consciousness, automatically becomes controlled. If you simply try to control your mind by rigidly holding it in one place, it'll be very difficult. Just like a little child who's running wild all around the room, if you tell him to sit down in one place and be quiet, he may sit there for 1 or 2 minutes. But as soon as you turn your back, immediately he's running wilder and all over the room. But if you give him a superior engagement, a nice coloring book and some crayons, you see, then he can sit there all day peacefully coloring in the coloring book. So you have to give your mind a better engagement, that's all. You have to get your mind attracted to this Bhagavad Gita philosophy. And you can spend hours and hours every day simply reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, tasting Krishna prasadam, associating with devotees. In this way you can become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And your mind will be in bliss. An uncontrolled mind is the devil's workshop. But a mind fixed in Krishna consciousness is the best friend of the living being. So do not allow your mind to be your enemy. Turn your mind into your friend by always keeping it fixed in Krishna consciousness. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 26, yato yato nischalati manas chanchalamastaram tatastato nayam yaitad atmanyevaya shangniya. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
De oriunde s-ar fugi mintea datorită naturii sale plăpuitoare, o persoană trebuie să o aducă din nou și din nou sub controlul sinelui.
So don't allow your mind to run wild.
Nu permite minții să fugă.
When you see it running loose, just grab it.
Când o vezi că fuge undeva, prinde-o.
And bring it back to Krishna consciousness.
Și adu-o înapoi în conștiința de Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Cântă Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Any other questions? Any other questions? All right. So we thank you very much. We've had a wonderful short visit here to Timișoara. We will be coming back. And we urge you, if you would like to stay in touch, you have any further questions, or you would like to get enrolled in our free e-course. We have our card here. Anyone who would like the card? Yes. You can inquire by email.
Okay.
And you can also sign up for the free e-course at the URL mentioned there, www.backtohome.com. Anyone who wants a card, come forward now before we run out. Is that it? Everyone's got a card now who wants one? All right. Everyone's got a card who wants one? Okay. Okay then. So we thank you very much. Rajavindra Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.